temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Thanks for joining us, Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. It is Pirates Fest 2024 live from the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. I'm Dan Zhang, really looking forward to talking to Jack Suwinski coming up in just a moment. Also, we have Brian Reynolds scheduled next hour. We've had a bunch of guests roll through here since 9 o'clock, and you could download our free Odyssey app and use the Rewind feature to listen back to some of the great conversations that we had. For instance, early 9 o'clock hour, Derek Shelton joined us for a couple of segments. Really does believe that the mid-80s mark is what you need to get to the postseason. And naturally, if the Pirates stay on the trajectory in win total improvement, which Shelty believes that they can and will, from 22 to 23, there was a massive step forward in win total. Looking at the Miami Marlins and their negative run differential getting into the postseason, albeit an early exit with 84 wins, but then you look at the Arizona Diamondbacks and their 84, they get all the way to the World Series. Case in point is you just got to get a seat to the table, and then the postseason is an absolute crapshoot and cluster, and it's more so the hottest and luckiest team in the postseason. Ergo, you could make the same argument that the best team on paper, the Los Angeles Dodgers, maybe ever assembled, and one of the reasons that they've made all of the strategic moves that they have this particular offseason, spending billions of dollars, is to try to take that next step and foolproof themselves for the postseason. But even that is not guaranteed for a development and seemingly bottomless pit of cash that the Dodgers have. It's still not yielded the number of world championships that you would otherwise think. I was looking over the last 10, 15, 20 years as you take a look at payrolls, and I know that that's a conversation and a topic that just comes up time after time after time. There have been bottom half payrolls and upper half payrolls that have won the World Series, and it's basically split right down the middle. As far as number of world championships, just go back and look at the world champions over the last 10, 15, 20 years, and you'll find that middle of the pack teams have won, lower of the pack teams have won, and of course, upper of the pack teams have won. It's all about drafting, developing, and keeping controllable players in your organization into those age 29, 30, 31 seasons and getting those extra few years of free agency and having some great developmental success stories. Folks, a reminder that vacations begin here at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. The Pittsburgh Travel Showcase presented by AAA Travel, January 19th through the 21st. Here at the Convention Center in a couple of weeks. That's where we're at right now for Pirates Fest. But at the Travel Showcase, there's exclusive discounts and convenient one-stop shopping for travelers. Tickets at the PittsburghTravelShowcase.com, where your adventure is waiting for you. And I'll tell you what, you know whose barber is waiting for him, and that is Jack Zielinski's. My man, we are not in the produce aisle at a grocery store, are we? Because that is some grade A organic lettuce that you have going on atop your head.
That's right.
That is big league flow. Yeah. Holy smokes.
Yep, that's right. I've been growing it out. Just once a year cut kind of guy.
Is that it?
Just once a year.
So we're on radio. Folks can't see, but we will post on Instagram on our 93.7 The Fan story. This is some legitimate shoulder-length lettuce that as he rounds the bases after hitting, I don't know, 35 to 42 bombs, that's what I got him for in 2024, it will be flowing in the wind and it will look good. So last time you got a haircut, let's start there, was?
It was right before Christmas last year, so it's been like a year and a month.
That is wild. So 13 months since your last haircut.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk about the decision into it. Like, why? And who's making that decision? You or maybe a significant other? Or, like, what's going on?
No, that's my call. I like growing it out. I like growing it out throughout the year. I'll just cut it once, cut it short, and then just let it grow from there. And once you do that, you get all the stages. You know, you get the short, you get the long, then you get the awkward in between, and then it gets long and flowy.
So, I mean, how far are we taking this thing?
I think this is the end of the ride.
Okay.
I think after this, you know, this was the big end to it. And then once I go home after this, we're going to.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hit it, and then then go.
All right, so come opening day, or spring training, it might look a little different, but it's 80 grade. I must admit. So 2023 for you. You look back on it, you reflect on it. Are you pleased? Not satisfied, but do you feel good about how your 2023 was?
Yeah, I feel good about it. You know, we made a lot of strides, you know, individually and as a team. I thought we did really well. You know, but just like anything, we want to keep pushing, keep going, and you know, we want to have the best team that we can have every day on the field.
Yeah. And as Jack Suwinski joins us, what have you been doing this off season? What has been kind of on that, like, internal personal checklist? I know there's all sorts of team goals and those come first, but you're part of that, and on your list is what?
Yeah, personally everything. You know, I just want to get better in every area that I can. Mm-hmm. And that, for me, that includes getting stronger, getting faster, in the weight room and on the track. In the cage, we're doing, you know, some body movement stuff, some swing stuff, a lot of challenge work with different angles, lefty angle, righty angle, breaking ball. Right now we're building the arm back up, so we're on a progression there. Starting to do drop steps, outfield stuff, cutting balls off, running the bases. We got a big indoor spot, so that's nice. You know, curve runs, just athletic things as much as we can with the space that we have. It's really good.
You're in Chicago?
I'm in Chicago, yeah.
Okay, so that can get tough this time of year, right?
Yeah,
a lot of indoor work.
We got some pretty nice indoor facilities up there, so, you know, the only thing we're missing is sunshine and blue skies.
Yeah, same deal
soon
here
enough.
In Pittsburgh, yep. Who do you work out with?
Player-wise, there's just a couple of us players, but I got my trainers who I've been working with back home for a long time now. You know, I'm hitting with my hitting coach, Mark Mantuca, trainer Tom Nelson, doing some other baseball stuff with my buddy Bill Miller. So those guys are getting me right now.
Is that the Bill Miller third baseman for the Giant? That's a different Bill Miller.
Different Bill Miller.
Okay. Yeah, different Bill Miller. Yeah, there's a few Bill Millers out there. Yeah. Jack Zielinski is with us. Pirates outfielder, center fielder, left fielder. What do we call it? Do you have an idea of where that's going to be this year?
Outfielder.
Outfielder. Okay, fair enough. And you're cool with that, I would assume.
I'm good with it. Yeah.
All right. And center field, that was a little different kind of challenge for you that you seemingly passed with flying colors.
Yeah.
How did that go last year?
It was great. I thought it went really well. You know, I like being out in center. There's a lot of room to play with. That's the first time that I really spent like an extended period of time in center. You know, I've bounced around primarily in the corners. I did play center a lot in the minors, which was nice. I had time in all three spots, so I'm able to bounce around. I'm comfortable doing so, you know, wherever I'm needed in the outfield. But center was good. I like it out there.
Jack Zielinski with us. And I was thinking, you know, we talk about off seasons, and you just talked about what you've done here. Let's go back to last year. Like, 22 was a great coming on party, but, you know, there were some outliers, some extremes with splits and things like that. You really did a nice job, whether it was home versus road or even against lefties, as they fed you more and more. Like, there's tangible, legitimate, big-time hockey stick growth. Like,
yeah.
Your progression as a big leaguer, I mean, do you feel like I've really made strides since I got that call up from double A, made the jump, and here I am with tangible results and performance that is on a pretty wild trajectory? That's good. Do you feel good about the trajectory of your career?
Yeah, I feel really good. You know, it's kind of tough to judge in the off season. You know, we have a very clear idea of the direction we want to spend in our off-season months, but you really never know until you get out on the field, and then, you know, game after game, and then you continue to work as you're playing. But yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, just trying to grow in all areas, and I think that kind of stuff is what's going to boost everything, you know, boost the entire game. And you know, I just want to be able to squeeze everything I can out of what I'm doing in the time I get to spend playing ball.
From a team standpoint, the internal confidence and excitement seems to be legitimate, not just hey, we got a great group of guys. You know, sometimes you get that. No, this seems like, I hate to say it like this, and I don't want to paint anybody into a corner, and I'm not crowning anybody World Series champions by any stretch of the imagination, but this seems to be a really important pivotal year for the organization where things could come together. Right there?
I agree. There's buzz, there's excitement, there's energy. We feel it. It's easy to see, you know, especially here. This is one of the moments where you kind of see some things come together, some energy, some buzz, some things coming together. But the guys know it too, and I love the group that we got right now. Between the young guys and the older guys, everyone's coming together. Everyone kind of feels it, and, you know, we've had some really good moments last year, and those are the ones we want to keep, we want to build on, we want to keep going into 24 with.
So, talk to me about, you know, your role here now, which has changed in a rather short period of time, in 18 or so months. You're looked at as a guy now. I mean, there was, and I never thought, like, you had to come in and win a job in spring training, but this time last year, you were in the mix. I mean, you're not only in the mix, you've got one of the positions locked down here. Do you feel responsibility growing, the role increasing as you sort of kind of organically move into that next step as, dare I say, a leader in the clubhouse?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. You know, when I came up, I was really young, and we had some really good leaders on the team. So I was just able to kind of interact with them and watch them, see how they go about their business. And then, like you said, it was a short period of time, but since then we've had some other young guys come up, and I knew they were behind me, and I knew they were going to be up with us soon. And it's just really cool to see them there. So, you know, the little bit that I've learned, I can start, you know, passing on to them. And I'm kind of in the middle there, in between, like, the older guys and the younger guys. So it kind of fits. I can go in both directions and, you know, just spend time with both those groups.
Yeah, you got some service time, and you got some back-of-the-baseball card numbers, and it's like, all right, I mean, not to say that you're going to get up there on and rant and rave. That's not your your vibe, but it carries some weight now when you open your mouth, I guess is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, so. Yeah, definitely want to, you know, move in the direction of being a leader.
Yeah.
You know, and just doing everything I can in the clubhouse, in the workday, on the field, in the dugout, you know, supporting our teammates. That's huge. You know, I really like this group because we're able to lean on each other. You know, we're able to build relationships on the field and off the field. And I think that's where some of that, you know, that brotherly love and, you know, we're playing for each other now. It's, you know, it's not for ourselves anymore, or something bigger.
You're like the ultimate good vibes guy in the clubhouse, huh? Like, if there's a role to be handed out, like, you're the good vibes guy.
Trying to be. You got to keep the vibes light, keep the vibes good. You know, there's enough going on, so we got to do what we can.
Touché. Amen to that. Jack, thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, Jack Zawinski, Pirates outfielder. Big 2024 coming for Zawinski. Hey, we invite you to stay tuned. Next hour, Brian Reynolds will join us. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 starts with great incentives on the Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, and Silverado. SunChevy.com. We've got periods of snow that'll begin here, ooh, before too long, 1 to 3 locally. Snow can obviously create some of those issues, high up to 35, and then tonight some more flurries followed by a little snow at times. Low down to 32 degrees. I'm Dan Zangrilli, broadcasting live from the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. It's Pirates Fest 2024. The event lasts until 6 o'clock this evening. You can get your free tickets digitally, pirates.com/piratesfest. We invite you to stay tuned. Again, Brian Reynolds joins us when we come back on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
We want to build on. We want to keep going into 24 with.
So talk to me about, you know, your role here now, which has changed in a rather short period of time, in 18 or so months. You're looked at as a guy now. I mean, there was, and I never thought, like, you had to come in and win a job in spring training, but this time last year, you were in the mix. I mean, that's, you're not only in the mix, you've got one of the positions locked down here. Do you feel responsibility growing, the role increasing as you sort of kind of organically move into that next step as, dare I say, a leader in the clubhouse?
Yeah, I think it's really interesting. You know, when I came up, I was really young, and we had some really good leaders on the team. So I was just able to kind of interact with them and watch them, see how they go about their business. And then, like you said, it was a short period of time, but since then we've had some other young guys come up, and I knew they were behind me, and I knew they were going to be up with us soon. And it's just really cool to see them there. So, you know, the little bit that I've learned, I can start, you know, passing on to them. And I'm kind of in the middle there, in between, like, the older guys and the younger guys. So it kind of fits. I can go in both directions and, you know, just spend time with both those groups.
Yeah, you got some service time, and you got some back of the baseball card numbers, and it's like, all right. I mean, not to say that you're going to get up there and rant and rave. That's not your vibe, but it carries some weight now when you open your mouth, I guess is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, so. Yeah, definitely want to, you know, move in the direction of being a leader.
Yeah.
You know, and just doing everything I can in the clubhouse, in the workday, on the field, in the dugout, you know, supporting our teammates. That's huge. You know, I really like this group because we're able to lean on each other. You know, we're able to build relationships on the field and off the field, and I think that's where some of that, you know, that brotherly love and, you know, we're playing for each other now. It's, you know, it's not for ourselves anymore, or something bigger.
You're like the ultimate good vibes guy in the clubhouse, huh? Like, if there's a role to be handed out, like, you're the good vibes guy.
Trying to be. You got to keep the vibes light, keep the vibes good. You know, there's enough going on, so we got to do what we can.
Touché. Amen to that. Jack, thanks, man.
Yeah, thank you very much.
All right, Jack Zawinski, Pirates outfielder. Big 2024 coming for Zawinski. Hey, we invite you to stay tuned. Next hour, Brian Reynolds will join us. Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. 2024 starts with great incentives on the Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, and Silverado. SunChevy.com. We've got periods of snow that'll begin here, ooh, before too long, 1 to 3 locally. Snow can obviously create some of those issues, high up to 35, and then tonight some more flurries followed by a little snow at times, low down to 32 degrees. I'm Dan Zangrilli, broadcasting live from the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. It's Pirates Fest 2024. The event lasts until 6 o'clock this evening. You can get your free tickets digitally, pirates.com/piratesfest. We invite you to stay tuned. Again, Brian Reynolds joins us when we come back on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular-season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.